Well, first of all, I just wanted to say, you know, how much I appreciate this opportunity. You know, for such a long time, I have been blessed to spend this heart-to-heart time, is what I call it, with the Lord. And many times when I am just spending that time with Him, just intimately with Him, He knows the way I work. He knows us so well. He's the one that created us, and He's the one that made me this way. And so He knows that visuals are a very big part of how He speaks to me and communicates with me. And so October the 12th of 2016, and someday I'll get to share with you some of the stories, some of the personal stories that happened before this. But I'm just going to kind of pick up right there. I was spending time, heart-to-heart time with the Lord that morning. And, you know, I don't remember exactly everything that was going on in my life at that time. But what I can say, previous to this, I've been through some medical things, a stroke, heart surgery, you know, about a year and a half before that, some relationship things that we're creating, because I'm such a peace lover. I love people. I love God's love, the love He loves me with. And that's how I love out to other people. So, you know, I just really remember feeling like just during that time, that whole year and a half or so after my stroke, of just really coming to know that nearness, that closeness, the comfort of the Holy Spirit, you know, just Him being so personal and so connected with Him in my heart. And so that morning I was just praying and just spending time in my heart with Him. And when I closed my eyes, He showed me this pasture, almost like a Psalms 23, green, lush pasture, that surreal, you know, sun-kissed glow that you see sometimes in the evening sunset, was just that surreal glow, golden glow was all over this visual. And He showed me a blanket that He laid down on this beautiful green grass. And He invited me to come and lay on this blanket. And He called it first. He said, "This is your peace blanket. And I just want you to come and lay down beside me and experience my peace in your heart." That heart-to-heart peace that is Philippians 4:7 peace, that you can't explain it. You know, it's that peace that comes to guard your heart and mind because you're in Jesus Christ, the anointed one. And you can't, it doesn't even make sense how you could feel that peace in that moment. But I lay there beside Him. And that same peace that I had come to know through my stroke, that nearness, that intimacy that was so important to me, that comfort that you can't get from anyone else, anything else, just became so real to me in that moment. And I lay there. And I keep closing my eyes because I would just want to reconnect with that visual. And I just invite you to do that with me. And so I'm laying there and just feeling the overwhelming, immeasurable peace of God. And as I laid there, it was almost like a portal opened up in heaven. And I looked up. And it was like a comforter's shadow, like just like you would have a comforter in your bed. So I'm laying on peace below me, the peace blanket. But then He opened this portal in heaven, and then a blanket, which was a comforter, the comforter's shadow began to waterfall out of heaven. And it began to come down and just hover over me. And so I was laying on peace, comforted above by the comforter's shadow. And in that place, I don't think words, human language, you know, Webster's dictionary has no words to explain to you the experience that I had, but it was so real. And I just lay there and I was in that peace, be still, you know, surrendered to His sweet, precious will that He has for us, just to to know and experience a peace that could only come from Him. And so this was such a real experience for me. I remember just staying in that place with Him for a very long time. And but then as soon as I came up out of it, I immediately, like I so often do, I began, you know, getting my journal out. I'm drawing and sketching everything that I experienced in that moment. And then I became journaling, and it came out so poetic. It was just beautiful. So I won't be able to accurately, you know, be so poetic right now about the way I express it, but I began to journal. Well, that was on a Wednesday, October 12, 2016. Little did I know that days later, you know, on that Sunday, I'm leading worship. And there was a very peaceful moment in the middle of worship where people were just soaking in the presence of God. And I'm playing in the keys, and I'm just kind of oohing and aahing. And then all of a sudden, lyrics, words, this song began to flow out of me. That it was like, you know, actually the lyrics for the song began coming out. And this is what I heard. As you melt in the flow, just let yourself go. As my healing flows through you. And so that's all I got right at that moment. But I just began to sing it. And just, you know, had some instrumental music, and then I would go back into it. So immediately, you know, as soon as I got a break, I went back to the back room. I got my voice recorder out, as I often do, and began recording just at least a 30-second take so I wouldn't forget it. I drive home. It was about an hour away from home. I get home, I sit at my piano, and this song, like I've been playing it and singing it all my life, this Comforter Shadow song, I begin to sing and play. I recorded it, you know, and so 2 days later on that Tuesday, this song, the full length of this song, Comforter Shadow, was born. And
now, Melissa, I keep thinking, as you're talking, I keep thinking about Psalm 91.
Yes.
You know, it says, yes, He will cover you with His feathers, yes, under His wings, you will trust. And I keep thinking about that when they talk about how a chicken of all things, a mother hen, you know, yes, would gather her little chicks, yes, to, yes, cover them over and comfort them during, yes, you know, a storm or when, right, they're afraid or whatever the case is, and that she's shielding them,
yes,
and it, yes, brings comfort. And,
yes,
you know, so when they're under there,
yeah,
it is casting a shadow.
Yes.
I'm thinking, I'm getting kind of this visual as you're describing this, and I'm thinking, you know, along Psalm 91, and I'm thinking about being protected, and I'm thinking about, yes, the comfort in that. And then I'm thinking, yes, about how, you know, you said you described how you were laying on this blanket of peace.
Yes.
What peace is there with knowing that you're fully, yes, shielded, you're
fully surrounded, fully covered.
Protected. And, yes, you have peace. There's, yes, peace in that.
Yeah.
And yeah. I just keep seeing that and how beautiful. I mean, that's probably the best I can relate to you.
Yeah.
You know, you're having this visual, but that's how I'm seeing it in my mind.
You know, one of the first songs I ever wrote, it's not out where anybody could hear it right now, but it was called Cover Me. And it's when Psalms 91 actually became so personally real to me. And it was the whole cover you under the shadow of His wings. And I could just see myself hiding and resting and being still under the wings of my Father. And I actually was going to let that be the cover of my album, was just to have the feathers, wow, of the wings. Wow. Yeah, back in those days.
Yeah.
But fast forwarding, you know, as you were bringing, I'm so glad you brought that up, actually, because I had done a study. I'm just, you know, I get a word, I get a visual, and I'm immediately studying words. And what does it mean? Because it just becomes so life to me. And I encourage you to do the same. But one of the things I studied, it was the Shaddai's shadow. Think about El Shaddai. what does El Shaddai mean? Yeah. What does El Shaddai mean? Mm-hmm. God is here with us. Uh-huh. God with us. So Shaddai's shadow, and you know, I invite you to dig into that a little bit yourself. But yeah, you know, that became a whole other thing, and I won't go into deep into that.
Yeah.
But basically, so coming back to this visual, you know, in the song being born, I had no idea at that time, other than I knew it was going to be a song that someday I would be able to share with you. But at that time, I did not realize the ministry piece that it was going to be. And I play on that word, but it's the ministry piece. It's, this is not just a song. This is a song that I'm getting ready to share with you how it became a ministry piece. Soon after the song was born, my dad began having health issues, and we knew it was something that was very dangerous, and he was very unsettled, as we all find ourselves when we get news like that. And we were in a waiting period, waiting for the blood work results to come back. And I mean, you know, the whole family was feeling unsettled. Though we trust the Lord, we just knew that there was going to be something that we were going to find out. We're in the waiting period, and he was experiencing such anxiety, and I just, you know, my heart just goes out to people. I know the holidays are hard, guys. I've gone through seasons where, and I know you have too, Angela, and everyone that's listening, sometimes the holidays can be the hardest, you know, so we're coming up on a holiday, even with my family, getting ready to discover all this, and he was just not experiencing peace in that moment. So I said, you know what, Dad, I got to run an errand. I'm going to call you back in a little bit. And God just moved my heart, you know, and reminded me of the Comforter Shadow song. And so I'm like, okay. So I just spontaneously went and sat at my piano, and I just happened to already have a microphone and speaker system there. And I thought, well, you know, I'll just, you know, hit record on my phone. And do you know that for 36 something minutes, I sang Comforter Shadow, but it this is when it became a ministry piece, more than just a song. And I don't want to shortchange it by just calling it a song, because it is a God song, yes. And you'll be able to listen to it, you know, in your car or wherever you are. But where it really becomes the ministry piece is right here. I began singing, and I soon just closed my eyes, and I got lost in this ministry moment to my dad. And as you will hear, as you listen to this song, God began, as he always does when I'm leading worship and we have enough time to get there. And he began downloading prayers, things that I had not prepared to say, but I knew clearly that he was speaking through me. And he began to download prayers and these ministry moments where I was speaking. I felt like what he wanted me to communicate to my dad. And all I can tell you is soon after that, you know, it became like 36 minutes long. I mean, what in the world, right? But I sent it to my dad. I said, Daddy, I want you to go home. When you get home tonight, I want you to go get that blanket I gave you. And I'll share a little bit more about the blanket, you know, this, how important this blanket was. But I said, just let the blanket be symbolic. I told him the whole visual of everything I just shared with you about the visual and the blanket of peace and the Comforter Shadow cascading out of heaven over me. And I said, I want you to listen to me and let me just sing over you as you close your eyes in your bed, you know, turn on your Bluetooth speaker, light a candle, and just let me minister to your heart tonight. And he did, you know, and the next morning he texted me and he said, it was like a testimony. It was like a whole different feeling that he had, a whole new perspective. He still didn't know what the result of the blood work was, but I could hear peace. I could hear that peace be still in his voice. Overnight change. And I attribute that to the Comforter Shadow, that I really think in those moments, that blanket of peace, that Comforter Shadow, that there was a heart-to-heart connection he had made with his Father, with the Holy Spirit that night as I sang over him.
Yeah.
And so it was not long after that, and I'm going to come back to this in a second, but actually I minister to the Girls of Priscilla's Places through Teen Challenge, and I actually visited them right after, the very same week. So that was on a Tuesday when I gave it to my dad, but on that very Friday, in the middle of the night, God woke me up and he said, "I'm the memory healer. I've come to heal memories. And you tell those girls they're going to make a full recovery." And that's all I had. And, you know, I was a little unsure, like, am I supposed to use, I really wanted to use the blanket thing, but I didn't want the girls to feel left out if each one of them didn't have a blanket. Do you know that the day before I came, a lady came just anonymously and donated a special blanket for every girl. So that was my sign. And I shared the whole visual with them. And I sang over those girls, and I invited them to go up to the rooms, grab their blankets. And I said, "Look, you can lay down on them. You can kneel on them. You can shawl yourself with them. You can literally hide yourself under them." That's right. And cozy up with them. And they did. And I'm telling you, it was the most beautiful thing to witness. As I was singing, I would just begin crying because out of the corner of my eye, I could see them just like even circle up, and they all had their blankets around their shoulders, and they were all in this huddle and just rocking back and forth and ministering to one another and being ministered to by the comforter shadow that was resting symbolically around them. And that is the second time that this became a ministry piece. So fast forward now, it's December 19th. That was December 2nd, December 19th. It was the Monday morning. And the doctor called my daddy and said, "Your blood work's come back and you've been diagnosed with acute leukemia, AML. And it's in advanced stages and we're gonna admit you immediately tomorrow." Now, at this time, my family did not know this. My dad got it all by himself. And of course, you know, you get information like that. I mean, a news like that. I mean, he was just shattered your heart, you know. And so he invited the family to come over that night. We didn't know what we were going to hear, but we began to assemble in his family room. He was sitting in his recliner. And he began to share his diagnosis. Well, I'm just telling you, there's no way to prepare for that moment because we all were so devastated. You know, even trusting, as much as I trust, I've been, you know, a believer, you know, from the time I could even remember, right? But you get news like that for someone you love. I know you all are relating because either you've known someone or you've received that diagnosis yourself. And in that moment, we were absolutely devastated. And he was so heartbroken to even have to share that news with us. And we just sobbed and we wept. And then all of a sudden he said, "Hey, baby, you know that song, the Comforter Shadow song that brought so much peace to me? Do you have it?" He said, I think that might be a good thing for us to all listen to as a family." And I turned it on minute by minute, lyric by lyric, verse by verse. As we got farther into it, into the prayers and the ministry moments, there was a shift that only the Comforter Shadow, the peace of God, Daddy God's peace, to come into that moment and to begin mending and seaming our hearts back together with his peace. And within that 36 minutes, everything turned around and the song finished and the whole atmosphere had shifted, had changed, and there was joy, unexplainable joy, unexplainable peace that had cascaded, rained down from heaven and shawled us and comforted us and hovered and covered over us in those moments. And my dad was like a little boy in that moment. And he was like, you know what? I think I'm going to give you all your Christmas presents now. You know, not expecting that. And he was like a little boy in those moments. And he ran, well, he didn't really run because he would get out of breath at this point, but as quickly as he could go. And I know that was the grace of God enabling him to do that, to give him the ability and the strength to be able to do what he could do. And he came in one by one. And my dad could not just give you a gift. It was a whole presentation. He would say, you know, close your eyes and hold out your hands. When you open your eyes, you're going to get a big surprise. And you feel it drop in your hand. And he was a great gift giver. So that's why I know the Heavenly Father is a great gift giver, because I experienced it from my daddy. And so you feel it drop in your hands. And there you'd say, great, now open your eyes. And you would look down. And there was this beautiful pieces of jewelry he had given to me. This beautiful, you know, like a furry coat kind of a thing. And I don't even know how to explain it, everyone. I just can tell you that is God, the realness of God coming to be so real in a moment when we really, really needed to feel the Father's love, Abba, Abba's love.
Yeah, so often, Melissa, when we're going through, you know, terrible, terrible, difficult times, you want to know, where is God?
Right.
Where is God in all of this?
That's right.
And I want to encourage you, you know, as you hear this, that, you know, this series that we're doing right now, this workshop that we're doing is called Knowing and Feeling the Love of God. What matters is that you can feel God when you need the feeling when you're going through something like this.
That's right.
And I promise you that knowing about God, intellectual knowledge, is not going to comfort you.
That's right.
No, being able to quote a bunch of verses is not going to make a difference. When your heart is devastated, when your heart is crushed, you want to feel God in your heart. Yeah. You don't want to just know a bunch of information that's written on a page. Right. And that's what's going to make the difference. And you know what she's describing here? It's a paradox. You know, we hear that word a lot. If you're not familiar with that word, get familiar with it, because you're going to hear it a lot, especially, you know, in this workshop and future teachings, you're going to hear that. But what she's describing here is, you know, yes, they're having this outward manifestation of something that is painful, something that's scary, something that's gonna, you know, be filled with loss and cause grief and pain, but at the same time, you know, like having two sides of a coin, but at the same time, having that peace, having that assurance, having that feeling of God's love in their heart. You know, it's you cannot describe it unless you've been through it. I've personally been through that, you know, walking that paradox where, you know, how could you possibly feel at such peace? How could you actually have joy in a moment when there's such pain over here? Yeah. And so I just want to encourage you that if that is where you are, there is a comforter shadow.
Yeah.
There, who doesn't just want to fill up your mind with more words, with more knowledge. He wants to reach out and he wants to touch your heart, and he wants to mend those places that are broken with his peace and his
heart. You know, I had done a study on, you know, I think about like the rescue blankets. You know, like when there's a medical emergency and maybe the paramedics show up, and it's almost like they give you a calming blanket, like a weighted, I think a lot of times it's a weighted blanket, and it sometimes they call them rescue blankets. And those are the first responders. You know, I want you to come to experience, I mean, in those moments, the comforter shadow, Daddy God, was a first responder in that moment.
He's always our first responder.
Yeah, he's always there.
Even if we don't notice that he's there, he's always the first responder.
And so we had our 911 emergency, and he was the first responder right there, just laying that blanket of peace, that comforter shadow surrounding us in that room. And it was so tangible. It was so real, you know. And so that was the day before my dad was admitted into the hospital. The next morning, we went to the oncologist and got even worse news that it was really rapidly moving along and there wasn't much time. And that really chemo was going to be the option that we would at least have to try it, you know. So he was admitted that afternoon on a Tuesday. And the next night, you know, he got his port in. The day after that, it was 7 days of chemo. But I want to tell you something. God reminded me on that Tuesday after he had been admitted. I think it was one of my family members was still at his house. And I said, you know what? Get Daddy's comforter shadow blanket. And would you bring it to the hospital?
Oh.
And I want to lay it over Daddy.
Yeah.
And I want to play Comforter Shadow song for him. Because I knew he had already had an experience. He had already had a heart-to-heart connection with the Lord during this song. So they brought it. And I'm going to keep it up here because that's how he had it for 3 weeks and 3 days. And many times when he couldn't sleep after, especially when the chemo started really setting in, I would turn the comforter shadow on multiple times a day. And sometimes that was the only way, the only time he could rest or have any peace. And I know God was doing something very precious in his heart. My daddy never had the privilege or opportunity to know his earthly daddy. And I'll go into that even deeper when I share my Abba Shay song, God song coming out soon. It's very significant that I share that story as well, but I'm just going to touch on it lightly right now. But he never had the opportunity to meet his earthly father. Around my age, I'm almost 49, he found out the father that he thought was his father was not really his father, and his mother had kept a secret for 49 years from him. And when he had some other blood work done and it came back that he had Mediterranean blood, he had questions. He went to his mom and she confessed she was very ashamed at that time of some choices she had made before she was a believer. And she had already come to know the Lord and he had forgiven it. So she didn't really want to talk about it. And all she could really remember was the name. But I'm going to tell you, for years, he was 71 at this time. So from my age, 49, 48, 49 to 71, he wanted to try to find his dad. He never was successful at that. We tried to help, you know, and I'm sure many of you are relating. So when you hear this God song, the lyrics speak about Abba, because I wanted him to experience that heart-to-heart connection. He was a believer, but on this level, in these moments, I wanted him to have that real experience like I had experienced with Abba as father, as daddy, my heavenly daddy, that understands when I don't know how to express how I'm feeling, you know, and he gives me voice. And he translates to the Father, the Holy Spirit does things that I don't even know how to express myself. And so the next lyrics that you will hear that were born, you know, in this song that come as you listen is, because I'm your Abba, I'm all you need. Just trust in me. Trust in me. I'm all you need. I'm your Abba. Release, be free, release, be free. Find yourself in me. Find yourself in me. Release, be free. Because I'm your Abba. Just rest in me. Just rest in me. I'm your blanket of peace, your blanket of peace. Just rest in me, rest in me. And then it goes to the chorus, my comforter, my comforter, my comforter's shadow watches over me. My comforter, my comforter, my comforter's healing is singing over me. I'm your Abba. Rest beneath the shadow of my wings, the shadow of my wings. Rest beneath in your Abba's peace. In your Abba's peace, your peace is found. Your peace is found. In the healing of my wings, in the healing of my wings, your peace is found. Your peace is found. I'm your Abba. Sing with me. You know, when we are so heartbroken or we're in, you know, such physical, you know, desperation and emotionally or mentally or relationally, whatever it is, or great loss, if you're grieving or depressed, or you've gone through abuse or trauma, you need to know that Abba sings over you in the night hours all day long. He never slumbers. He never sleeps. And he's singing these songs over you, just like he's, I believe that he was singing this song over me probably all my life. And then the song is born, you know. But it's, I'm your Abba, sing with me. He wants us to sing with him. Whether we, you know, sometimes we feel like we've lost our song and he gives us his song. You know, when we've lost our smile, he gives us his smile when we don't even feel like it, you know. And so sing, my peace is found. Sing, my peace is found. As my comforter's shadow surrounds. And then in the, let's go back to the visual. So as I lay there and experience the comforter's shadow and the healing peace of God in those moments, the next part of my visual that I didn't share with you yet is where the, I feel like it's where the hope, that confident expectation of a good Daddy God outcome. And sometimes we get our earthly healing, and sometimes God gives us that ultimate healing. And I believe that's when we transition into the Father's arms and get the full ultimate healing. No more pain, no more tears, no more heartbreak, no more loss, no more abuse, no more grieving. And so I saw in my visual, literally, it was almost like I had gotten up from the blanket and I was holding a kite string. I haven't even shared this part with you, Angela. And I was holding a kite string and I was just, you know, in that, you know, just the wind was blowing. And all of a sudden, it was like the kite was love. And it began lifting me off the ground and I began to soar, holding on to love higher and higher. As he was lifting me up higher and higher in his love. And that's what this part of the song is your love lifts me higher. Your love lifts me higher. Your love lifts me higher than my needs and brings me to my knees. And at this point in the comforter's shadow, this is when, and again, I didn't even know it was going to happen. God begins downloading these prayers. These ministry moments, these things that he birthed in me that you're going to hear. And this is what was singing over my dad the entire time he was in the hospital. So I'm going to fast forward. We waited about a week for the chemo, you know, to see if it had taken effect. And they actually, everything was looking so good, you know, by all the numbers that we really had high expectation that either it was going to completely have, you know, taking all the cancer away, the leukemia, or that there may be just a little trace amount or something. And so they decided to do the bone marrow test a couple days early. And so by that Friday, we got the most devastating news that the chemo never took out any of the bad stuff, so to speak. It only took out his whole immune system. And I stayed the night with him that night, and he woke up in the middle of the night, and he was so, so devastated. I mean, you know, and God understands when we're even angry, he wasn't angry at God. I want you to understand that he felt like he had tried in his physical strength. How many times have we done that? Where we try so hard in our own physical strength and we feel like we failed. And he was like, you know, I feel like I failed. And I said, Dad, you did everything, you know, that you could do. I said, the chemo failed you. You know, it wasn't that you failed it. And I said, and it's understandable that you're angry. You know, you poured everything you could into that. And to find out, you know, I'm disappointed too. And so that next morning, it was just the three of us. The doctor came in and said, you know, I'm so sorry, you know. And my dad said, you know, I don't want to do any more medical anything. You know, I'm done. You know, I trusted that and it failed. And he said, so if I don't do anything, how much more time do I have? And he said, months. So we thought on that Saturday that we had just a few months left. That was a Saturday. And I know this news, just for like for me, it really discouraged my dad. I mean, he was trying as physically, you know, with his own physical strength as much as he could, but he got where he wouldn't get out of bed anymore. And he had lost his appetite. He began, you know, the fevers, the headaches, and all the physical things that were going on, very weak. So this is Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, he couldn't even get out of bed. I mean, he hadn't gotten out of bed for a couple days, and I was spending time with him. And he invited me to come over to the bed and he said, baby, will you just sing over me? Now, I'm not going to go deep into this story right now because that's going to come when you hear Abba Shay's God's story. But there was a ministry, a very, very, you know, I thought about this word a minute ago, Angela, when you were sharing, but I think about supernatural. There was a supernatural peace that you cannot explain that came into that room that night that he shared his diagnosis. There was a supernatural peace that as he would listen to the Comforter Shadow song in the hospital where he could begin to rest when physically, you know, in the earthly, you know, way of looking at things, there's no way that he should have been able to rest in those moments because of all the things that were going on in his body. But it was, that's when the Comforter Shadow, God's, Daddy God's peace just blanketed him, comforted him, covered him. And so I began singing over him. And again, I'm not going to go deep into that. That night was the last time I saw my daddy smile or be able to talk. The next morning, we received the call that he had gone unresponsive. And again, I'm not going to go deep into this, but that was Tuesday to Wednesday, and he was in ICU. The next day he was in palliative care, so we knew that it was imminent, but we didn't know when. We knew it was close. And all this time, this entire time in ICU, he was blanketed by his Comforter Shadow. And I know this is a tangible blanket, you know, but what it represents and what it can represent for you, what it can become for you, it comforted him. And so visually, it was something that I could see, you know, even though I knew, and I would continue to play the Comforter Shadow, knowing that Comforter Shadow, Abba Shay, Abba was ministering to him in a way that none of us could, none of the medical team could do, ministering to him in this time. And by that Friday, a little bit after 11, about 11:15, and again, I'm going to go into deeper detail with this with Abba Shay. It began. And all I can say to you is he's with his Abba Shay now. And so I was blessed to inherit my daddy's Comforter Shadow blanket. And, you know, when you're grieving, you don't want to be doing busy work preparing and making all these decisions for a funeral or a life memorial service. I just wanted to go crawl in my daddy's blanket and just weep because I missed him so much. And I did anytime I could. Even the week marking the week after his passing and being with Abba Shay, when it was that 11:15 time, you better believe I was in my bed And I had my daddy's comforter shadow blanket with me. And I turned the comforter shadow song on. And I'm not crying. Because I'm still, I mean, I still miss my daddy, but what I'm saying is, it was that precious. The precious peace of God. The comforter shadow became so real of a ministry piece to me. I got to experience it the way he did. Because my heart was breaking down.
Yeah.
And so now, mm-hmm. now I have a recording studio as of, it was finished in August. And now these songs that have been continuing to be born, even after my stroke, my heart surgery, through the loss of my daddy, I continue to write these songs. And now, and you're going to get to be blessed by them. Now I have a way to share them with you. And now it's going to become a ministry piece for your hearts.
Yeah, your well, hearts. So when Melissa shared this story with me, and of course I was there through the, you know, through the bits and pieces of it along the way. You all know we've been friends for many, many years. So, you know, as this whole thing evolved, you know, I get to see, you know, how she transitioned into this. And, you know, she shared with me the story of her blanket. And then not too long ago, she got me one. And so yeah. I have my comforter shadow God blanket. I just say God blanket for short, but I want you all to see it. And can you see the words on there? Hope, faith, love, peace, blessing. And it just
hope, goes. Miracles, trust, wisdom, harmony.
Yeah.
Bravery.
It just goes all the way. I mean, I could keep going and going. It just goes all the way down. You know, it's very, very soft. And I love it. But, you know, we had talked at one time about triggers and associations and things like that. And you know, this is just another one of these. You know, this doesn't do anything special. It's not going to heal you. It's not going to give you peace in and of itself. It's what it represents. It's the significance that you attach to it and the feeling that it produces. And the whole idea is that it produces this feeling of connection to your comforter shadow, to your Abba, your daddy God. That is the point. And you know, I want you all to understand, you know, this, that when you are connected to the Lord in your heart, that's where the peace comes from, to the degree that you're able to connect in your heart with the Lord. To that same degree is that you're going to feel peace. You're going to feel relief. You're going to feel joy. You're going to feel hope. You're going to feel confidence. Whatever your situation is, to the degree that you connect with God in your heart, you will feel that. I mean, it is just like a download situation, you know, you have with your computer when you download an application or you download information or whatever. Well, in the same way, you know, when we are connected to God, we begin to feel all that he is and experience all that he has for us. You know, it's not something that's external. I want you to know this is not external. This all happens.
That's right.
In your heart. So, you know, this blanket, you know, is just a representation of something that is internal. The entire Old Testament is filled with what are external things that are meant to grab what is happening on the inside of us in our hearts. So, you know, I wanted Melissa to share this story with you because she's going to release her song this week. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, so I wanted to share this story first because... Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm saying is I wanted this story about the comforter shadow to come out with my God song, because, you know, it's not that you couldn't listen to it as you're driving down the road. That's going to happen, or as you're playing, you know, it around the house, maybe as you're cooking dinner. Mm-hmm. But for those of us who are in this group, you know, when we are in our secret place time and heart to heart time, meditating and dwelling and focusing that intimate, when we're having that intimacy with the Father or Abba, this is going to be, and you know, Angel, you said something a minute ago and it made me think about this. You know, I know this is symbolic. It's symbolic of everything I've shared. But you know how sometimes like someone, you know, they don't have to say anything and they just give you a hug when your heart is broken. I mean, I'm telling you, when I lost my daddy, people were coming up to me and I just said, hugs are good right now. Hugs are so good right now. Don't worry about what to say. Just hugs. And you know, and I got to the, towards the end there, you know, before my dad went to be with Abba Shay and Jesus, I would kiss his whole face. I just couldn't help it. I just wanted to pour out my affection on him. And so think of this blanket, like when you need to feel comforted from the inside out, it's like a hug on the inside, you know, on the hug on the inside of you, you're going to feel it externally. Yeah. But it's what he does with it supernaturally that feels like a precious, intimate, loving, compassionate hug from your Abba on the inside.
That's right.
You experience. It's not just listen. It is it's an experience. It's a ministry piece. I want to share with you that the God song, as I recreated, I reenact, not enact, because it's not an act, but I scripted out everything that I had said to my dad, tweaked it just a bit so that you could experience it, you know, for yourself. And it ended up being 42 plus minutes. So this is going to be a precious, you know, not just a God song. And yet you can listen to it and sing along with it. But I'm saying, like, when you put your headphones on and you are just in that place with him and that holy hug, that compassionate, holy, you know, peaceful hug with the Father, your Abba. And I want to share too, it's over 42 minutes, right? But I've added something that's very special in there. I've actually added two things. One was Brother Jim invited me to add the binaural beats in there. So I've added that for you. Those of you who are listening with headphones, that you won't hear it. But it's in there for you. But you know, I knew, you know, we've added cello. My sweet brother in the Lord, Nick, is the cello player that you will hear. And we spent some really, really good time for days working on specific parts between the two of us. God would just give either him or me a melody, and he would begin to play it on the cello. There, and along with my piano melodies and the harmonies and everything and the downloads and the prayers, I just, you know, I felt like I was done with it, but I knew there was something more. And I just invited the Holy Spirit to just tie the bow on it. Like, how do I finish this? And he gave me this idea, and you won't hear it, but I do want you to know that for 42 minutes, just a couple days ago, I added a new track, and I have interceded for you for over 42 minutes, the full length, for everything that Daddy God downloaded into me and brought into my spirit to pray over you. I want you to know that as you experience this, whether it's with or without headphones, I'm interceding to the Father for you. And some of that came out in my heavenly language, and some of it came out in just, you know, the regular way I would pray. But let me tell you something. It became so real that all of the emotion that originally was poured out in the original recording, as I prayed for you, I wept. I cried. Poured up my heart to Abba Shay for you. I everything that he had me cover was physically, emotionally, spiritually, relational issues, that may be crises that you're going through, grieving, depression, all kinds of things. And so I want you to know, you're not going to hear it audibly, but I mixed it down into the track, and I mixed it down on purpose for you. And I've already shared with you about the number 222, but I mixed it down -22.2. And to be symbolic of just, you know, everything that I shared before you about the 222 number. And that's in there for you. It's a gift. It was not my idea. It was him inspiring me as I invited him in to just give me that finishing, tying the bow, you know, piece.
Yeah. Yeah.
To add in there for you.
Yeah. So, you know, she sent me the track, and I got to listen to it, and I had my blanket with me, and because she wouldn't let me have it until I had both, I had to have the blanket and the song together.
Yeah.
You have the full experience. And so, and what was so amazing is you know, a lot of you have talked about in your meditations that you don't really have these visual experiences, like you see other people describing, but you have maybe more subtle shifts occur. I know that my dad says that a lot. That's kind of primarily what he has. Well, I'm the opposite. I have more of the experiences where I actually see things happening, and it's kind of rather an active meditational type thing. Well, I had a shift occur because that's what I ended up having during this meditation. And that's really, I just want to put a plug in here, that is really what her song is. It's more of a meditational thing that you will be able to just sit down for 42 minutes and with your blanket, if you want to get a blanket, and just meditate and kind of soak in the goodness of God and the protection and the comfort and the peace of God. But so what I did is I did that, and I turned on her music, and I just laid there with the blanket on, and I began to have what I'd heard everyone else describe that I'd never really had before, kind of this shift. And I began to feel it, but I wasn't necessarily seeing something. And so then, you know, a time of that went by, and then I began to experience more what I'm used to, more of an experiential type of thing, where I began to see these moments in my past where it was almost like picture after picture, like you were, like if you were to flip through a book, and you know how you flip it and the pages move by. That's kind of what I was seeing. And as I was seeing these things, the pictures were just of incidents, of moments, of things that of in my life, and they were kind of going by pretty fast. But as those things flew out and flew away, I could feel just, I felt lighter. It was like a shift had occurred. Like I just felt lighter. I didn't have to go in. I didn't have to do any deep heart work or anything like that. It was just watching those things. Yep. Release it. I let it go. I release
Amen.
It. Oh,
Amen.
Gone. And it was incredible. It was an incredible moment for me. So I just want to share that with you, that was my very first experience, the first time I heard it. Not, this isn't magic. I'm not saying that something
That's
like
right.
that can happen to you. This is not, I'm not talking about a magic formula.
Right.
I've been meditating for a very long time. So, you know, your experience will be different than mine and everyone else's. But I just want to say that, you know, it just, as I connected to God in my heart by having something tangible, and that's what you know, all of these traditional practices that we see that, you know, we celebrate where, you know, we have these external things that we do. It is not these things that do anything for us. It's not our traditional practices that we do that do anything for us. It is, they help us to connect all of us, you know, because we are physical beings, we are emotional beings, we're spiritual beings, you know, we are that is who we are in totality. And so having this physical, you know, tangible thing that we can hold on to and touch and feel. It helps us to connect all of us in our hearts to the Lord. So I just, you know, I want to encourage you, if you're interested and you would, these would make like great gifts. I mean, she got me this gift and I can't tell you, I love it. So I've gone and bought, I bought two for my kids. Don't tell. And so I'll give it to them at Christmas and let them listen to her song as well. And I bought one from our older daughter and our daughter-in-law. So, you know, I'd like to encourage you, if you, this would be a great gift. Yeah. I just bought it off of Amazon, and I'd be glad. I'll probably go ahead and post the links on Facebook that I got it from if you all are interested. But what a great gift, you know, that you could get somebody and explain to them, you know, kind of the story and how, you know, just could be a special blanket for you. And if you have kids, this would be a great gift as well. You know, they make ones for kids that you could get, and that could be there. You know, if you're teaching them how to meditate, you know, music like this is very soothing, and probably can't get them to sit there, depending on how old they are. Probably couldn't get them to sit there for 42 minutes, but for however long, you know, and they could have, this is their special blanket just for these times, you know, and if feeling, if they're feeling scared, if they're feeling sad or whatever, they could always go to this blanket and make that connection to the Lord. So do you have anything else that you'd like to say before we finish?
Well, you know, I think it's really sweet that the week that I get to release this particular God song, I was committed that the over 40 new songs I will be, it's taking me a while, but I usually release them one at a time. I know that's not what people normally do, but it's really important to me that you get to experience it, you know, and sometimes when you're inundated with 12 or 15 or whatever at once, it's just, you know, you lose what I want this to be a special experience for you. But I think it's really cool that it's being released Thanksgiving week. I cannot express to you all how much gratitude, the depth of my gratitude. And as I think and dwell and meditate upon the goodness of my daddy, God, to give me such a precious gift that would be a ministry piece for my daddy, that became a ministry piece for the girls of Teen Challenge, Priscilla's Place, that became a ministry piece for me when I was grieving my daddy. And still, you know, now I just, when I'm with the Lord, this is what's with me. And that became now a ministry piece for Angela and her girls and all the people that she's bought this gift for of the Comforter Shadow Blanket. And that was also why I wanted to release it this week, because I know a lot of people traditionally begin their shopping for Christmas, wanting gift ideas. Yes. And, you know, if you do decide to make this a gift, I would ask that you would share the gift of the God song, Comforter Shadow. If you're able to share this video, and I don't know if it's just private in the group, but if you can't share the video, then at least tell them the story.
Yeah.
The God story, I call it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got the blanket, the God song, and the God story.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to have people that you know. I mean, I'm in a ministry at my church that we are there. Mm-hmm. It is the 911 moments for these people. They're, you know, overcoming addictions, abuse, and everything, all kinds of stuff. And they're grieving and they're depressed. And so I'm encountering these people on a weekly basis, one-on-one, or just when I'm leading worship. And I'm just telling you that we all have these moments that come into our lives that it blindsides you. You don't even know that they're coming. And then there you are in crisis. And having this time with your daddy God and with Abba Shay and the Comforter Shadow and everything, so that when you do face crisis, when you do find yourself in that moment where you feel like your breath is just taken away, or devastated like we were when we got the news, it will be those times that this not just the blanket, but I'm saying that the moments, the heart-to-heart time that you had with him, mm-hmm. during those moments where you were so connected, where he became so real, where he became your memory healer, mm-hmm. where you experienced him as savior, redeemer, mm-hmm. you know, is your warrior, your champion,
right,
and your precious comforter.
Mm-hmm.
It will be those times that will carry you,
yeah.
and comfort you like it did and it continues to do for me, for my daddy, for me, and yeah. Angela, and now whoever you have in mind. And just trust the Holy Spirit. He will lay people on your heart. Yeah. Oh, children, yeah. I mean, you know, there's so many kids. I mean, I used to have night terror dreams quite often, and for many, many years, I don't have them anymore. But there would be times that, I mean, this would have been great to have had back then, you know, but I was still had the comforter's shadow with me. I just didn't know it yet, you know, like not like this. And but there could be times where your children are, you know, having night terrors or, you know, just fear in the middle of the night for whatever reason. Or maybe it's your parents or a loved one or a friend, you know, a stranger, maybe, you know, whatever. And yeah. you can still share. This song is for free download.
Yeah.
There is no reason why you can't share it. It's going to come out first, probably as a link. And then as I add it to SoundCloud, if you follow me on SoundCloud, you'll be able to access it and have a free download. Oh, you can share it all over Facebook, you know, and it'll be free. Like I said, eventually it'll be on YouTube, on my God Songs Heart to Heart YouTube channel. I may go ahead and put it out in a more simplistic way than what I normally do, and then have my more creative lyric video, worship lyric video to go with it later. But it's important to me to get it out to you now. So I'm trying to find the quickest way to get it into your hearts and in your hands so that you can pass it on and be his love in a real tangible way, you know, to those that you love and you care about, whether in the hospital or rehab or just lonely at home.
Right.
And maybe feeling very abandoned and just need to feel the comfort of Abba. And, you know, you mentioned this earlier, Angela. You said that you just began to release. Well, you know what? That means you were in the flow. As you melt in the flow, just let yourself go. Release, be free. Find yourself in me.
Right.
And that is what your experience was, is mm-hmm. as the deeper you got into it and the longer you spent time with it. So this is not something just as a one-time listen. You can listen to it again and again. And you know what? Every time, it is my privilege and my joy to know that I am interceding and praying for you every single time that you listen or when you share it with a friend or loved one or your children. I'm praying over them too. And so thank you so much for letting me share
my comforter
shadow and my story and my song with you.
Yes, and I know people are just going to just be so blessed and they're going to want it right away. So I hope you got it ready to post that on Facebook, because I'll
probably have
questions. Where is it? Where can I find it?
Yeah.
And y'all are going to want to know the links where we got this. We got them on Amazon. You know, I think you got this one on Amazon and I got mine.
Yeah, and I found a few extra links, remember, that I'd share with you of some other ones. So there's all different color options and different sure. wordings, or maybe if you just want a solid one, you know, God, I trust the Holy Spirit. He will inspire you and highlight the one for you that you need. For Maybe yourself you. Personally. Yeah. And there was one more thing I wanted to share, and I'm forgetting now what I was going to say, but I know what it was. This is such a special, Comforter Shadow is a very special experience. And so I would just invite you, at least the first time that you experience it, just set yourself apart with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get into your heart zone with him. Mm-hmm. Secret place.
Right.
And I know, because I've experienced it and my daddy experienced it, I trust him with you and you may have a different experience every time. And I think that's beautiful. Journal about it, sketch it out, whatever you need to do to just build on that and let it become more real and real. And then I promise you, you know what? Every single time I see this, I feel that hug on the inside of me.
That's right.
Every time I get under it, there's nothing like it. Nothing like it. So I thank you for letting us share about Comforter Shadow with you.